we do silent walking here at Spirit Rock, and you see people going in all different speeds. Is there a right speed to silent walking?
Of course. Mine. No, I mean, it's taking it's taking the, I mean, classically, walking meditation would be walking a little bit slower than normal, walking back and forth as a kind of a structured way of doing it. Like at Abhayagiri, our monastery, each dwelling place has its own designated walking path next to the cabin, because we all live in the individual cabins scattered through the forest, and we all have a walking meditation path, and it would be about 45, 50 foot long, which ends up being about 20, 25 paces. And so you just, you would tend to walk a little bit slower than normal, just because you're going against the habit of, you know, because once you get into a normal rhythm, the normal rhythm of our thoughts tends to kick in as well. So it's just this, it is a way of slowing down to help create a bit more of a mirror for our thought processes, our mind. It helps to slow the mind down a bit as well. And then slowing that walking down. It doesn't have to be super slow. I mean, there's all sorts of different styles of walking meditation. But that in general, just, you know, slowing it down a little bit is helpful for, it does slow the kind of the rhythm of the body so that we can tune into the physical presence a bit more, come back down to something a bit more basic. Because, usually our minds are just so quick to be going, shooting off in all sorts of different directions. So slowing down. But that said, and it was actually Jack Kornfield who asked Ajahn Chah, Ajahn Chah, you always, whenever you teach about walking meditation, you always teach the monks to walk slowly, but whenever you walk meditation, you walk really fast. and Ajahn Chah said, "Well, it's a personal preference. I do a lot of, because he does a lot of sitting and receiving people and talking and teaching and just being there for people." And he says, "When I get a chance to get up and do walking, then I want to move." And so that sort of is a physical balance for all the sitting that he did, both in terms of meditation as well as his duty as a great teacher and an engaging personality, where he sat and engaged with people. if one walks a bit faster or walks incredibly slow, the main thing is paying attention to posture. Or if you're just going for a walk on the land, then rather than, it's helpful to be on a trail, which, I mean, that's especially around here. It's necessary to be on a trail, because once you get off the trails, you get into tick territory. So the trails are good. But then not having to think too much about where am I going, what's here, what's there, what's around, what birds are there. It's more of a, no, bring the attention back into the body. Bring the attention back into the movement of the mind. And so use the the posture of sitting, because that's when the Buddha talks of the different meditation postures or postures for cultivation of mindfulness, it's sitting, walking, standing, lying down. All four of those postures are viable, and we don't do much out of that, outside of that. So that, again, this emphasis on the continuity of mindfulness and clear awareness. It's actually interesting to recollect that when the Buddha talks about mindfulness, it's almost always the case that, say, the word in the scriptural language for mindfulness is sati. But whenever the Buddha speaks about sati, almost invariably he will speak about sampajanya. Sampajanya is usually translated as clear comprehension, but it is sometimes translated as alertness. A good translation that I recently heard that is very good is situational awareness, because it's mindfulness applied. You're applying the mindfulness to the situation you're in and also the situation in here that is receiving it. And so that there's that situational awareness, so that mindfulness is not just focusing in on the footsteps, but it's also if you're doing walking but you're also seeing what's the process, what's going on, how is it affecting, what's happening, right? Is it appropriate? Is it skillful? So there's an ongoing reflection that's happening.